This one going in. This one I'm going to try to put a little closer to you.
Okay.
Because your voice is more important than mine in this. All right, we are good to go.
Great.
Well, hello. It's good to be here with you.
Good to be here with you, Rain.
I've known you a long time.
A long time. Since, like, before I transitioned.
Since I moved to Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
well, cheers to
cheers.
Us.
Cheers to us. Yes, absolutely.
Well, why don't you introduce yourself and tell the world how you identify right now at this stage in your life. You know what? I'm going to share this window.
Sure.
Okay.
My name is Ian Gilmore, and I identify as a trans man.
Excellent. Excellent. And you've been out for, what, 20 years or so?
20 years, yeah. It's next year, I will have been transitioned longer than I will have been not transitioned in my life. So that's pretty cool.
It's amazing when you cross that threshold.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I don't know what it means, but it feels meaningful.
I don't, it, exactly, exactly. It maybe doesn't mean anything, but it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is, you know, ultimately what transition, to my mind, is, right?
Yeah,
like, it's
right.
It's so individually meaningful.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool. And are you originally from Baltimore?
No, I grew up in Georgia and Florida. I moved to Baltimore to go to MICA. I dropped out of MICA, but I stayed in Baltimore because I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you left and you come back.
I left and I came back and I left and I came back. I went back to Florida for a little bit after I dropped out of MICA, maybe like a year. Came back. That was about the time that I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to San Francisco in 2010, came back December 2019.
Yeah.
And don't intend to ever leave again. This is my home. Living in San Francisco taught me that Baltimore is my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, we've talked a little bit about the terms you identify yourself with. Are there ways that you used to identify with that you don't so much any longer? Can you talk a little bit about just the evolution of, like, how you've thought about your identity? And
sure. I used to really identify with the term FTM.
Mm-hmm.
I don't so much anymore. I don't know really why that is. I think trans man describes me better.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people, this is probably going to be a little controversial, but there are a lot of people who say, like, trans men are men, and that's fine if they feel that way, but I personally don't feel like I am a man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I am a, quote, trans man, you know what I mean? And to me, that's a different and kind of better thing.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, I feel like the terms just they just evolve.
Right. Yeah.
In the time that you're in, and I think that there's part of that is part of the political push.
Yeah.
Have you been a political activist? Have you thought about yourself as a political?
Yeah, person? I've been very political in my life. I used to be a change the system from within person, you know. I when I was young, about the time I started to transition, I was working on the Dennis Kucinich campaign.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm a, you know, I've evolved into a tear the whole system down person over the years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I think about a quote from my good friend Rain, we may not be able to use the master's tools to tear down the master's house, but we can put some pretty fucking big holes in the wall.
that's from years of renting.
Yeah.
The lessons you learned from renting. Just make it extremely expensive.
Right.
Put it back together.
Exactly.